Well, people's people, if there ever was a day when I wish I could see you in person, it's today. And every day since last year at this time, I miss you. I wish we were all here together, and I thank you for your patience as we navigate the technology of the day, which is always changing. And we try to balance what has been an interesting year. Life is a balancing act. We all know this. There's just so much to do. There's work, school, volunteer work, church, relationships, family, and self-care, just to name a few. And on top of all of these fundamental commitments, many of us are also trying to save the world in some fashion, or at least make it a better place. And what about having fun? When we can, we all need some room to enjoy life and savor it. It's a lot to pack into one lifetime. We each have so many various commitments in life. Balancing them all can be a tough job. Maybe you found your balance at some point. Maybe it worked for a while, maybe even for a long time. Or maybe you still haven't found a rhythm that quite works completely for you. Either way, whatever stability you used to enjoy in years past, of course, has shifted. Because a little over a year ago, the entire world was thrown off balance. As the coronavirus pandemic erupted, of course, and the world shut down in an effort to contain it, every routine, every habit, every personal, professional, and familial commitment that we had was thrown off, maybe even disordered. Each one of us had to reassess our lives and create a new rhythm, letting go of some things, picking up others, reimagining it all, and finding a new way to balance. As for me, I had to quickly figure out, as many of you did, how do I parent, work, run a home, nurture a marriage, care for extended family, maintain friendships, and all the rest of my commitments from a distance, virtually, in what felt like isolation, without the usual supports and outlets. Like all of you, I've been stumbling along, figuring it out, getting by, but of course it's been challenging. So why on earth I decided to add anything to this picture is beyond me. But for some reason, a few months ago, I decided to add another commitment to my life. And I joined the board of the Lavender Legal Center here in Cedar Rapids. As you may know, the Lavender Legal Center provides legal services to members of the LGBTQ community. Things like legal name changes and gender changes, adoption, divorce, and much more. With the priority being to serve low-income people and youth. Now, having dealt with some of the legal issues involved with navigating life as an LGBTQ person myself, I suppose I thought this was important enough that I was willing to add this commitment to my already full plate. For whatever reason, I had to miss the first board meeting. I don't remember why, but I couldn't make it. But I told them all in an email in advance that I was excited. I was willing to do whatever it took to support the cause. Well, I found out the next day I had been voted in as treasurer, which made me laugh at my own foolishness. See if I ever miss a meeting again. And I started to get a little nervous. Treasurer? I said I would help, but I've never been a treasurer of a nonprofit before. This commitment was something I suddenly wasn't sure I could take on. I fumbled through it for a few months, and I got to a point where I knew I needed help and perhaps some coaching. So I called the pastor of the First Lutheran Church here in town, a colleague who serves on the Interreligious Council with me and is that organization's volunteer treasurer. Help, I said to Pastor Steve, how do I do this? And we chatted for a few minutes and he listened to my concerns. And he said to me simply, "Well, do you know how to balance a checkbook?" "Yeah, of course I do," I said. "No, really, do you?" he pressed. I assured him that I may be the only millennial he knows that still writes checks and keeps a paper daily planner, but I do actually know how to do this. "Well, that's all there is to it. You'll be fine," said Pastor Steve. We put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect, don't we? And when you approach things up front as a whole, being a good treasurer, being a good parent, a good spouse, a good employee, doing all of it and having it all and being it all, it's impossible. Pastor Steve's comment reminded me that I don't have to do it all at once. All I have to do is a little bit each day. Like balancing a checkbook, the idea is to be steady and consistent, paying attention and logging in each small activity every day so that at the end of the month you can look back and acknowledge, yep, I met my commitment. Maybe it's also this simple in other areas of life. I've started to wonder. Maybe it's simply about paying attention and tuning in to your various commitments every day, breaking them down into small daily tasks and balancing as you go. In The Courage to Create by American existential psychologist Rollo May, he suggests the same and further that our very humanity itself depends on this ability to make small daily choices and commit to them. May says, the acorn becomes an oak by means of automatic growth. No commitment is necessary. The kitten similarly becomes a cat on the basis of instinct. Nature and being are identical in creatures like them. But a person becomes fully human only by their choices and their commitment to them. People attain worth and dignity by the multitude of decisions they make from day to day. A well-balanced life, one which honors all the roles we have and commitments, is lived one day at a time. What you choose each day matters. The little things matter. For example, one of my professors in seminary said to me once, marriage is making the decision every single day not to cheat. It sounded really strange and like kind of dramatic when she said this to me at first, but I think I get it. We often think about big commitments in life as some decision you make like all at once, say on the wedding day. This professor helped me reframe commitment as a daily choice. Not something you decide one time, but a commitment you make real by making that choice every single day, day by day. So I've been thinking maybe other commitments in life can be like this too. Looking at it as a whole, all the roles you play for me, minister, wife, mother, daughter, friend, community leader, activist, it's all too much. But broken down, it's possible to choose them and make them real a little bit each day. So I wonder, what commitments do you have in your life? What's important to you? Imagine you're committed to your family, maybe your career, kids, spouse, your church, your community. Whatever it is, I know you're doing your best and honoring these commitments. I'm also willing to bet sometimes they exhaust you. So break it down. Tend to each of them a little bit each day. And if something is off, try again tomorrow. Find your balance again, regardless of what happened. And don't forget to start with your commitment to yourself. In the poem we heard today from Laura Mancuso, she reminds us to do this, to honor your commitment to yourself before you do anything else. I take care of myself first, she says, because I am deserving of exquisite care. I take care of myself to maintain my capacity to help others. Just like you choose all your commitments and roles on a daily basis, choose yourself every day. Choose to love yourself and take care of yourself. Make this commitment real in the little things that you do. Feeding your body, stretching, dancing, going outside. Thankfully, going outside is getting a lot easier, isn't it? Now that it's spring. Spring is here. Yesterday, March 20th, was the first day of spring. It was also the spring equinox, the day when light and dark are equal, and Mother Nature reminds us that balance is possible. As Starhawk once said, the equinox is the moment when day and night are equal, dark and light are in balance. It's a time that reminds us that nature works on the principle of dynamic balance, not either or, not conquest, not light versus dark, not summer versus winter, but alteration and pulse. We need both day and night, bright sunlight and velvet dark midnight. We need both. We need it all for life to thrive. As I said in the beginning, things have been off balance for a year now. I think we've had a little too much dark midnight and not enough bright sunlight of late. The loss has been overwhelming, the restrictions difficult, and daily life isolating. But this week, the earth is reminding us that no season is permanent. Things always shift. And in time, things balance out. They always do. Which doesn't take away the pain of life or make anything less important or less painful. It just helps us place our pain and experiences within a larger frame, within a larger context. So, friends, my wish for you as we celebrate the spring equinox and go deeper into this new season of life before us, is that you will take some time in this early spring season to experience balance. Take your cues from Mother Earth. Let the gentle cycle of day and night soothe you. Let the equilibrium and stability of a planet spinning through space, ever circling through the seasons, restore your faith. Let the knowledge that nothing need happen all at once comfort you, for nature takes her time. After all, the sun rises and sets each day, all year long, with various levels of commitment to light and dark, the two usually out of balance. But in the fullness of time, symmetry is found. May you find it as well. And then when the equinox passes and the growing light takes center stage again as spring blossoms and leads us towards summer, may you be filled with renewed life and hope. Pandemic will end. The long night will end and burst into dawn. Perhaps not all at once, but slowly and steadily as Mother Earth honors her commitments to us and all of creation, just like that. One day at a time. May her example be our guide.